So, brief summary. American Sniper tells the story of rodeo cowboy turned US Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle, played by Bradley Cooper. And he's credited as the most lethal sniper in US history with, I believe they say it so many times in the film, over 160 confirmed kills.
Yeah, it's
kills.
Just a ridiculous amount. Isn't it?
And it details his sort of journey through war over his four tours in Iraq. And sort of, you know, how he's trying to readjust and deal with loss and PTSD back in his family life in America. It's directed by Clint Eastwood. I mean, it's very much nuts and bolts. I mean, there's no sort of Quentin Tarantino gore fest. But I mean, it's quite frank about sort of the firefights. You know, people sort of bleed a bit and then just stop moving. No running around screaming with, you know, their heads off or anything. Overall, I've got to be honest, I'm still quite conflicted about American Sniper, mainly because it doesn't really take any kind of moral stance. A lot of people tend to, I suppose, sort of, you know, be on one side of the fence when it comes to America and their wars. In this film, it just sort of paints it as it is. It doesn't say America's bad, it doesn't say America is good, really. It just shows you, you know, these are soldiers, they kill people. Never sort of makes any kind of philosophy out of the war, and I'm still not sure, is that good or is that bad? Should you leave the audience to make your own decision, or I mean, or should you sort of, should the filmmaker himself tell you what?
Do you feel it lacked a sort of confidence in a philosophy, or well, not a moral exactly, but just a point of view at least?
I wouldn't say it lacked confidence. I mean, it's very frank about, there's a lot of parallels between both sides, the Iraqi insurgents and the American soldiers. I mean, one of his first kill, Bradley Cooper's first kill as a child, and later on a child is killed to scare Iraqis, to prevent them from giving information to American troops. What else? There's other parallels. They also, Bradley Cooper's character Chris Kyle also suffers greatly when he loses a friend, and there's also a part where an Iraqi militant is killed who appears to be some kind of local hero, and there's quite a bit of protesting from the locals. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parallels between both sides.
I mean, it seemed a little ham-handed. Is that the word? I don't know.
Ham-fisted.
Ham-fisted, that was it. Cack-handed or ham-fisted, that's it. The rival sniper. I mean, just absurd, really.
Well,
okay, here's the thing. He rocks up with his sort of semi-shaven beard thing, looking like he's waltzed out of a L'Oreal advert. And he has this, like, cool little bandana he wears. And he kills people just unbelievably well. He's like the best sniper in the world or something, and he was in the Olympics. Now, I don't know if he's based on a real character. Is he? No, because I don't think he is. I think he's a complete fabrication.
Yeah, I thought he was as well.
Yeah.
But at first I was like, well, I mean, why is this guy here? They start sort of setting up this kind of, this parallel, this adversary.
It's a rivalry, with Bradley Cooper. Yeah, isn't it?
And at first I was like, well, I mean, what are they doing? There's no point to this. But then it comes to a scene where you realise that the sniper himself has a family and a young child that he's sort of neglecting to continue to fight.
Yes.
And I thought it was you know, fair enough, actually, because this is showing that, you know, again, this is another instance of a parallel between the Iraqis and the Americans. You know, they're both sides. Both sides sort of choose to leave their families and sort of their home loyalties.
That's something I didn't really pick up on, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I saw the sort of basic parallel there, and I was generally unimpressed by it, but it was, you know, it was just... It seems like the most basic thing to do, you know, oh, they're all just soldiers. Now, this is... And I think it's been compared with, and I don't think it compares favourably with, The Hurt Locker, which does the same sort of thing, or tries to do the same sort of thing. You're just nodding at me with a sort of pleased look on your face. Is that a favourite film of yours?
No, because before the programme we were talking about The Hurt Locker, and I mentioned whether I was wondering, because I've not seen American Sniper, I was wondering whether there were some parallels in the way that of the depiction of both sides.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, this is the thing. I think The Hurt Locker was regularly praised for doing this thing, which is supporting, the tagline it used a lot was supports the soldiers but not the war. So it had this idea that it had a sort of apolitical stance, which actually I don't think is that incredible. I think war films have been doing that since, you know, forever. Well, basically since after the Second World War. But there was a tension and an art in The Hurt Locker that I just didn't detect in American Sniper. And in The Hurt Locker, it never degenerated into what does happen at the end of American Sniper, which is faceless Arabic goons charging at machine guns who have no personality beyond being, you know, basically cannon fodder. And there's this awful bit where one of the main characters, while they're having this big sort of standoff, the climactic battle, grunts, gets some as he guns down this guy who's running around the corner. Now, that, I don't know whether it's intentional or not, but that invokes Full Metal Jacket, because there's a scene in Full Metal Jacket where there's this helicopter pilot who's so, you know, traumatized by the horrors of war or something that he sits in his helicopter gunning down people just completely randomly, just men, women and children, anyone that he can shoot at, while sort of repeatedly saying get some to himself in this really, really disturbing manner. Now, that's an intelligent take on war, and a really intelligent take on what war does to somebody. What was happening at the end of this was we just had action hero killing people that charged him to try and kill him. That's what I got, at least. I mean,
okay. There is a degree of truth in what you're saying. I mean, it is sort of like a, you know, this sort of faceless horde coming at them, and they're sort of like five soldiers on a rooftop. But I mean, it's not. I don't want to say that clean. I mean, there's a bit where they've got a attack helicopter about to blow up the building they're in, and it just misses and goes, all right, I'm going home because there's a sandstorm. Yes. So, I mean, it's all a disaster and a mess when they're on top of this building. And, you know, I mean, it's crucially at this point, the conflict kicks off when Bradley Cooper's character decides to take out this sort of opponent when he should be maintaining his silence.
It's very much a selfish act. You know, I want to kill my nemesis. You guys can just...
So I wouldn't say it's as clean as sort of that kind of... that generic American heroes facing off against these mad insurgents, and I think at that point it's sort of, you know, it's painted enough the picture that both sides are very similar. It doesn't really, I wouldn't say it's fair to say it's just sort of this bland faceless horde that American heroes are triumphing over.
Maybe I was being a bit,
I don't know, I mean,
trite.
No, it's fine. I think, but I mean, you mentioned The Hurt Locker, and I don't know, I felt they were very different films, because The Hurt Locker is very much about like addiction to war.
Yes,
I think that sort of that
was
rank,
a sort of sense of that, though, isn't that the main character has this same issue of addicted to his job as a soldier. He while he's at home, as we heard in that clip, there's a very dysfunctional relationship between his home life and his, you know, war life, where he feels constantly uncomfortable at home while, you know, maintaining this very awkward. And I think some of the best scenes happen then, actually, when he ends up, you know, having to deal with his life as a civilian when he's just designed for battle, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say something, it's completely gone on my mind. This is terrible.
So anyway, overall, would you recommend the film?
Yes. No, I would.
I didn't think it was worth it. That's the one. I thought it wasn't worth the price for admission.
I haven't seen many films that say, you know, here's how it is, make your own mind up. And this one did, and that interests me.